All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Good morning, HoopBallers. It is Monday, August 24th, 2020, aka Kobe Day, and we are back here with another edition of your Box Score Breakdown. Today, we're going to be hitting you with something a little bit different, a little fast break for you. We're going to recap recent events around the league, highlight some of the games over the weekend, and tell you what to expect out of this next week of NBA playoff basketball. And boy, do we have some games for you. So we'll go ahead and just jump right into it. Over the weekend, we saw the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Orlando Magic 121-107. Giannis doing what Giannis does best. Chris Middleton actually participated, and that definitely paid dividends because the Bucks were able to come out with a win there. You definitely like to see that, given the fact that Milwaukee was the favorite, and they're finally starting to play like a favorite. So they currently lead the series 2-1, with another game to follow later this afternoon around 1:30 Eastern. The second game we had over the weekend was the Indiana Pacers squaring off against the Miami Heat, and the Miami Heat prevailed once again, taking a 124-115 victory against the Indiana Pacers to take a 3-0 lead right now in the series. And I'll be the first one to say, you know, I expected this to be a much more competitive series than it was. I guess that's my bad here. Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo are doing their best to make sure that the Indiana Pacers know that they do not belong on the court with the Miami Heat. TJ Warren has continued his scoring binge, but it really hasn't paid off too much for the Indiana Pacers as they've consistently just been outperformed on the floor. Miami really shot him off the floor the other day. Duncan Robinson was going crazy. So if you're looking for a fun series to tune in on, definitely suggest giving a peek to Miami and Indiana, because looking like it's going to be over here pretty soon. The next series up on the dock,
over the weekend, the Rockets actually fell to the OKC Thunder 107-119. OKC mounted a late comeback and was able to pull off the victory in overtime. They had a great group performance from all their guards. Schroeder showed up. Chris Paul showed up. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander went crazy. And you definitely love to see that. This is a team with a pretty young core. They got some veteran pieces. They have a lot of the things that you need to be successful in the playoffs. So I'm very, very excited to see where the series goes. We're waiting for the return of Russell Westbrook here. Still unsure on when we're going to see him, but it looks like he's inching closer and closer to a return. And currently Houston leads that series 2-1. So lots of fun Western Conference basketball right around the corner here. Keep an eye out. The Los Angeles Lakers were able to pull out another victory against the Portland Trail Blazers, 116-108. Really, in large part, due to the performances of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. LeBron had 38 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists. Anthony Davis was right there with him with 29 points, 11 rebounds, and also 8 assists. Also pitching in 2 steals and 3 blocks. So this is the big two that the Lakers need. These are the guys who are going to ultimately help them secure what they hope is going to be that hardware at the end of October here, the Larry O'Brien Trophy. So they looked really, really good tonight. You like to see the strong play from Kuzma, getting active, getting involved. Caruso was involved, had some really heads up plays there. And Caldwell Pope actually made some threes. So usually when all those things happen, the Lakers are a pretty difficult team to beat. We'll see what's to come. The Boston Celtics yesterday closed out our Philadelphia 76ers 110-106. Get the brooms because it was a sweep. Jason Tatum had 28 points with 15 rebounds, going absolutely crazy. Jaylen Brown had 16 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Kemba Walker had 32 points, hit 4 threes, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds as well. So the Boston Celtics really came out to play. Had some scary moments earlier in the game with Tobias Harris taking a pretty nasty spill. He was able to return, but unfortunately Philly was just too undermanned throughout this whole series, and Joel Embiid's worst nightmare came true because they got swept like a broom. All signs point to Brett Brown no longer being the coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, but I guess we'll have to wait and see what develops in this offseason, bubble season. It's a weird time, but I would definitely not count your bets on Brett Brown being the head coach when the Philadelphia 76ers take the court next year in whatever fashion that they do. Yesterday, we saw the Toronto Raptors again close out another team. Get the brooms because it was a sweep, 150-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Unfortunately, the Raptors lost Kyle Lowry earlier in the game. Hopefully, he is able to return. So waiting to get some more clarity on that. So definitely watch the game notes surrounding that. But the bench for Toronto really, really stepped up in a huge way. I mean, they went off to score 100 points. I mean, you really don't see that too often. Norman Powell and Serge Ibaka had 29 and 27 points, respectively. Ibaka ripped out 15 rebounds. Powell hit 5 threes. I mean, this is a good team. Fred VanVleet only had 9 points, and they were still able to score 150 without Kyle Lowry. Siakam had 20 and 10, 6 rebounds. I mean, this guy, this team, they just continue to find ways to get it done. And you got to continue to give them credit. Nick Nurse, that culture, Masai Ujiri, everything that they're doing up in the TO, they are doing it well. And do want to give a quick shout out to Caris LeVert. He was really the lone bright spot for this miserable Nets team. 35 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Unfortunately, the season's over, but we do look forward to seeing what the Brooklyn Nets look like next year with the return of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving fully healthy, hopefully. We're very, very excited to see what that looks like. And I'm sure the NBA is very, very scared at what the Nets are going to be bringing to the court. So lots of good stuff on the horizon for the Nets, even though their season has come to an unfortunate end. And fortunately for us, all of our NBA fans out there, we are going to get our first conference semifinal matchup between the Boston Celtics and the Toronto Raptors. This is going to be a really fun series, I think. The Denver Nuggets lost yesterday, 127-129, even though they got a 50-point performance from Jamal Murray. 50 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, 9 threes. Went 9 of 15 from 3 and 18 of 31 from the field. So this dude was in fuego. Jokic had 29 points. He had 7 rebounds and 6 assists. But ultimately, it just was not enough to keep up with the Utah Jazz. And I made the wrongful mistake of going with the Nuggets because of their position, because of their regular season record. But what I should have realized is in the playoffs, you need dynamic playmakers. Dynamic playmakers help you win games. And Donovan Mitchell has proven himself to be as dynamic as they come. Another, that's correct, you heard me, another one. Another 50-point performance from him last night in 38 minutes. 51 points on 15 of 27 shooting. Hit 4 3-pointers, chipped in 4 rebounds and 7 assists. This dude has been going crazy. He's carrying this Utah Jazz team, and he looks like he's a real problem. So he's putting the league on notice and letting the Jazz fans know that they definitely have something to believe in this postseason. And as far as believing in things, I can't believe I'm saying this, but do you believe in the return of Mike Conley? Because he is playing very, very well as of late since being back. I mean, 31 minutes, 26 points on 8 of 13 shooting, hit 4 threes, gave you 4 assists, limited turnovers. I mean, this is the Mike Conley of old. This is the Mike Conley that they paid for. Let's hope that this can continue, because if it can, the Utah Jazz are going to be a very, very good team. I'm still not going to pick them over Houston if that's who they draw in the next round. Oh, I'm sorry, not over Houston. I'm not going to pick them over the Clippers if that's who they draw in the next round. But in that same breath, Luka has been giving the Clippers work, so I don't know if necessarily either one of those are a good matchup for him, but I'm sure it'll be fun if the Jazz are able to pull this out, as they do currently have a series lead over the Nuggets 3-1. And then, of course, the most exciting game of the night yesterday, the Dallas Mavericks won in overtime on an insane step back buzzer beater from Luka Doncic, 135-133. Now, on the Clippers side of the ball, Kawhi had 32 in 46 minutes. Kawhi's doing what he typically does. Lemon Pepper Lou off of the bench, 34 minutes, 36 points on 13 of 20 shooting, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. Lou Williams came to play. You definitely have to appreciate the bench players of the Clippers. You have to appreciate what they have on their team. You have to appreciate their coaching as well as other things. However, what I do not appreciate is in 45 minutes, Paul George had 9 points on 3 of 14 shooting. Okay, that is horrendous. That is atrocious. Going 1-7 from the 3-point line, really disappearing on defense. He has been absolutely a ghost in this series. And a lot of people are wondering who gave him the nickname Playoff P, when it's looking a lot more like Pandemic P, like Paddington P, like anything soft that you would not want out on the court playing defense against a guy who is putting the league on notice. And who is that, you may ask? That's Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic last night, where can I begin? I mean, he's been doing things all season long that turn heads, that open eyes, that make people realize that this guy really is. I mean, he's just different. He's built different, and I cannot stress that enough. I mean, last night, 45 minutes, 43 points on 18 of 31 shooting, hit 4 threes, and also gave you, in case I wasn't enough, 17 rebounds, and 13 assists. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. 43, 17, and 13. Okay, the only players to score 40-plus points in a playoff game and win with a buzzer beater would be Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Damian Lillard. This is a pretty good list so far. And now, we got Luka Doncic on there. I mean, and I think it's even more impressive knowing that it was on the heels of less than 48 hours before that. It looked like he couldn't even walk because of a potential ankle injury that a lot of us were thinking was going to keep him out of the rest of the series. I mean, this dude is incredible. He's 21 years old. This is his first playoff series, and this is the stuff that he's given us. I mean, could you ask for more? And like I said, the Clippers really do not know what they're going to do with him. They continue to stumble with this switching defense, and the Mavericks are just hunting out the mismatches of Reggie Jackson and Lou Williams to just exploit them and give Luka all the lunch that he can eat. And I mean, the man is hungry, and I hate to say it because we all love Doc. We think he's a great coach, but it really makes you wonder, you know, what is going on over there? Does he have an adjustment plan? And it also makes you stop and think about the fact that he was unable to ever win consecutive series when he had Chris Paul and Blake Griffin at the peak of their powers. He was never able to win a series when he had peak T-Mac. Is this going to be another situation where Doc Rivers comes up short? I don't know, but I do know that the Dallas Mavericks have a historic offense. They have an otherworldly talent in Luka Doncic, and Mavericks fans, NBA fans, everyone who loves the game, you should be very, very happy because the league is going to be in great hands for a long time with guys like Luka Doncic. So very, very exciting basketball over the weekend. We're looking forward to the games that we have coming up this week. Today, like I said, we got Milwaukee and Orlando at 1:30 Eastern, Houston and OKC at 4 Eastern, Indiana and Miami, 6:30 Eastern, and then your night game on TNT, the Lakers versus the Portland Trailblazers on Kobe Day. The Lakers have already announced that they're going to have some very special jerseys for the evening. I'm sure there'll be some special ceremonial highlights and tributes going on in the bubble, so definitely look forward to that. Again, on the heels of Kobe Bryant's birthday yesterday, RIP, we all miss him and the whole basketball community and family mourns the loss of him and his daughter Gianna. But as I said, we have some guys in the league right now who are more than willing to pick up the mantle and try to make the game all that Kobe brought it, all the competitiveness, all the fun, all the energy, all that raw emotion. And you see that in guys like Luka Doncic, who did have a very close relationship with Kobe before he passed, with LeBron James, with all of these guys, Damian Lillard, Kawhi Leonard, these guys all around the league who were influenced by him. And not to get on a tangent here, but you just really have to pay homage to a guy who did so much for the league, and you really have to appreciate it. So to close out today's little fast break podcast, just want to hit you guys with a couple NBA news and notes. Currently, it's looking like Michigan's head coach, Juwan Howard, former NBA player, is gaining steam as a potential NBA coaching candidate. As we know, there's several coaching vacancies going on right now with the Nets, potentially with the Pelicans, with the Knicks. There's a whole lot of things in flux. So plenty of positions, plenty of opportunities floating around the league. And it's interesting to see Juwan Howard getting the nod here. We'll see who he interviews with, and definitely a situation to keep your eye on. Over the weekend as well, we did have the NBA draft lottery results. So currently we have the Minnesota Timberwolves with the first pick, Golden State Warriors with the second, the Charlotte Hornets with the third pick, the Chicago Bulls with the fourth pick, and the Cleveland Cavaliers with the fifth pick. Now, there's been a lot of conversation about who's going to go when and where, and I'm sure we'll kind of do a little bit more of a deep dive into that down the road. But a lot of fun here. You know, the Minnesota Timberwolves just got D'Angelo Russell, teamed up with his best friend, Carl Anthony Towns. What do they do with that pick? Do they go and try to get another friend for to make their own, like, big three? Or do they pick somebody out of the draft who they think can be that next step for their franchise? Golden State, again, another great question. This is a team who went from, I mean, running the league to being ran out of the regular season. I mean, these guys didn't even make playoffs. And now Steph had a whole year of rest, basically. Klay had a year off. You know, Draymond got to take his time. And now they're going to be coming back potentially with, you know, a high caliber young player, or maybe they trade that asset and bring in some things from other teams and other rosters, because we know that there's a lot of teams looking to shake things up. And even though this draft isn't the deepest, as many of us would probably agree, it definitely does have some players who I think at a minimum are interesting. You know, you got Edwards, who's very interesting. You got Wiseman, who's very interesting. These are guys who have the potential, have the athleticism, have the skill set, have the size, the intangibles to really be impact players in the NBA. So something to think about here, lots to watch. And I mean, like I said, I can't say it enough. Thank God NBA is back. Basketball, 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 baby. All right. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in to our new edition NBA Box Score Breakdown Fast Break. We're going to be trying to give these to you on a more regular basis here. Quick news, notes, and highlights from the league. Again, any questions you have for me, anything you're looking to hear about on the show, or any points of conversation that you're looking for offline, hit me up on Twitter, DFB_3. Thank you, as always, to all my HoopBall family, all the listeners out there, all across the world. We appreciate you. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep hooping. We'll talk to you soon.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.